welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 6th. You'll be interested to know. 81 years ago today, in 1944, the Allied forces launched Operation Overlord, famously known as D-Day, marking a pivotal moment in World War II. On this historic day, approximately 160,000 troops courageously landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, initiating the liberation of Western Europe from Nazi occupation. This monumental operation showcased unparalleled bravery and strategic coordination, symbolizing the resilience and unity of nations striving for freedom and peace. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 6 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. As the day goes on, the winds will shift slightly, adding to the choppy texture. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds, and the onshore wind is 6 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3 foot at 7:30 a.m., with a 1.5-foot low tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents mostly choppy conditions with inconsistent 2 to 3 waves. Saturday sees northwest winds increasing from 7 to 12 mile per hour, making for a rough paddle out. Sunday improves slightly with air conditions in the morning, but choppy afternoons persist. By Monday, conditions turn clean in the morning, offering waist-high waves, before shifting back to fair as the day progresses. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 64 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:58, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle before 11 a.m., giving way to cloudy skies and a high near 70. Expect a light northwest breeze at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll have more clouds with a low around 62, and the wind should stay light. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy conditions Saturday with a high near 72 and light northwest winds. Sunday and Monday will bring partly sunny skies with highs around 74. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a California appeals court ruled this week that holding a cell phone while driving, even to view a map, is illegal. The court clarified that simply looking at a navigation application with a phone in hand is enough to justify a traffic stop and ticket. The ruling emphasized that the law, intended to reduce distracted driving, prohibits any use of a cell phone while driving. While mounted phones remain exempt, the court stated that allowing drivers to hold and view maps contradicts legislative intent. This decision reversed a previous ruling where merely observing directions was not seen as active use. Now on to sports. In a thrilling start to the NBA Finals, Tyrese Haliburton delivered a clutch jumper with just 0.3 seconds left, leading the Indiana Pacers to a stunning 111-110 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. This marks Halliburton's third game-winning shot in the playoffs, showcasing his remarkable ability to perform under pressure. Despite trailing by 14 points early in the fourth quarter, the Pacers rallied back with significant contributions from Andrew Nembhard and Pascal Siakam. Coach Rick Carlisle praised their teamwork, emphasizing their effectiveness in high-stakes situations. Game 2 is set for Sunday evening at Oklahoma City's Paycom Center. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in San Francisco, the Padres were edged out by the Giants 3-2. Manny Machado's third-inning homer wasn't enough to secure the win at Oracle Park. Cease took the loss despite a solid 7 innings, while Ray's impressive 9 strikeouts helped the Giants triumph, with Doval earning the save. The Friars managed 7 hits, but left 5 runners stranded, and San Diego now stands at 36-26, trailing the Giants closely in the standings. Tonight, the Friars take on the Brewers in Milwaukee for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Randy Vasquez, with a 3.99 earned run average, faces Chad Patrick, who carries a 2.97. First pitch is at 5:10 under clear skies, with a cool 64 degrees at American Family Field. In top news, the ongoing feud between Elon Musk and President Donald Trump is proving to be stunning and potentially damaging. With a multi-trillion dollar tax bill at stake, along with the fate of one of the world's largest companies, and even the livelihood of U.S. astronauts, the implications are significant. Recently, Musk criticized Trump's tax bill, calling it a disgusting abomination, prompting Trump to lash out, claiming their once great relationship was over. Shareholders are already feeling the impact, with Trump Media stock plummeting and Tesla losing significant market value. The fallout might disrupt government services and international negotiations, leaving many concerned about the broader consequences. In business news, GameStop has made headlines by purchasing 4,710 bitcoins, marking its first step towards establishing a Bitcoin treasury. This move follows the example set by MicroStrategy, now known as Strategy, which has become the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin. GameStop's Bitcoin acquisition is valued at over $5 million, although the details remain sparse. Despite this, the company's aspirations signal a shift towards becoming an investment holding entity. However, shares fell 10% to $31 following the announcement, as Bitcoin's price also dipped to $107,577. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to just under $103,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $2,500. And Goatsys Maximus is down 5% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Walmart is set to expand its drone delivery service to 3 more states, launching the option at 100 stores in Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Houston, Texas, Orlando, Florida, and Tampa, Florida within the coming year. Currently, drone deliveries are available in parts of Northwest Arkansas and Dallas-Fort Worth. Customers will use the Wing app to request deliveries, which can reach locations up to 6 miles away. Walmart has conducted over 150,000 drone deliveries since 2021 as it aims to enhance convenience and compete with rivals like Amazon. And in entertainment news, Tom Cruise has set a new Guinness World Record for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual, successfully leaping from a helicopter with a flaming parachute 16 times while filming Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. In a recently released promo clip, Cruise demonstrates the intense stunt, explaining he has about 10 seconds to pull it off in order to survive. Filmed in Drakensberg, South Africa, he jumped from a height of at least 7,500 feet. Craig Klende, Guinness World Records editor-in-chief, praised Cruise for his dedication to authenticity and fearlessness. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British Prime Minister during World War II, Winston Churchill. And he said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.